Good evening, everybody, and for the final time, welcome to the Big Band Sounds of the Dean's List. My name is Arnold Dean. We begin with Duke Ellington's great orchestra. That's a super recording. It comes from an album called Will Big Bands Ever Come Back? And I'm afraid the answer is no. If you remember back to the big band era itself, the period, roughly from 1936, actually, officially, 1936 to 1946. That was the decade George T. Simon calls the big band era, although some were here before and many remained after that time. Those were the 10 glorious years. If you remember, they would pay sidemen in Glenn Miller's orchestra, for example, $50 a week. And that included all the traveling, all the one-night stands, all the rehearsals, all of the recording sessions, the live radio broadcasts, no royalties, no nothing else. So you could hire a 16-piece band at $50 per member and come out of it relatively inexpensively. You could have hired Glenn Miller's entire orchestra to come and play out by your pool there at your spacious mansion, and kept them there all week for about what it would cost you for a good piano player to come over and spend 3 hours there of an evening now. So the big bands probably will never come back exactly certainly never the way they were with that great proliferation of talent. But they've left an incredible mark on the music scene, and it's one we've enjoyed representing over the past dozen years or so on the old Plaza Show, and for the past couple of years on the Dean's List. My name is Arnold Dean, and yes, this is our final program. A whole lot of new things are coming up next week. Some of the new programs include a show called Sports Talk with Arnold Dean from 6:15 till 7 o'clock. Jerry Williams will be along from 7 till 12. Speaking of which,
Jerry Williams has a big mouth.
And then Bill Corsair will be along from midnight until 5 a.m. The rest of the schedule stays pretty much the same. Oh, Lou Palmer and the TIC Afternoon Edition will go from 2 till 6 in the future. And Mike Lyon will no longer be on the air on WTIC Radio. And because, of course, you'll have ample opportunities at other hours to call in on the radio talk shows, on the telephone. Okay? Everybody love us just the same. Thank you so much for everything you've done over the past dozen years. I've had a blast doing it, and you are the greatest audience anybody ever could have asked for.
This is Alex Dreyer with more news about High Gain, the CB radios that keep people talking. High Gain is ready for 40 channels when you are. Yes, High Gain, in an unprecedented move, announced that its new 23-channel CB radios can be remanufactured to 40 channels after January 1st and FCC acceptance. So you can have your High Gain CB radio now and 40 channels next year. All it takes is the 40-channel certificate packed with every new High Gain and $25. Mail them to High Gain, and they will remanufacture your CB radio for all 40 channels. And now listen to this. All high-gain CB antennas will handle all 40 channels. If you already have a high-gain CB, check with your dealer. It may qualify for 40 channels, too. That's high-gain, the CB radios that keep people talking.
For your nearest dealer, call 800-447-4700. In Illinois, 800-322-4400. Remanufacture offer expires June 30th, 1977. FCC license required.
Now, tonight, we did plan in this final show to have an all-star session. And then I figured, wow, you could do a whole program of Glenn Miller, but we already did that this week. You could certainly do one on the King of Swing, Benny Goodman. We did one of those this week. One of my personal favorite bands, Artie Shaw, but we did one of his this week. So I thought perhaps it would be best if we just put together a few of the greatest bands of all time, in my own estimation, played their records for you. We opened with Duke Ellington playing Erskine Hawkins' Tuxedo Junction. We're going to follow it up with Woody Herman doing Woody Herman's Caledonia.
Baby, she's big feet, she's long, lean, lank, had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia's her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you big head so hard?
I love you just the same. Crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia's your name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you big head so hard?
Caledonia. You look so sweet tonight, Caledonia. Talk to me. Tell me everything. Tell me all, Caledonia. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
You could so easily fill an entire program with Woody Herman. And even at that, you wouldn't play all of my favorites that his band has done. He is a super guy, by the way, which reminds me of something I wanted to pass along. He has been a guest on our one-night stand with the big bands, much like Ray Conniff was last night. And I do want you to know that despite the changes in the program schedule on WTIC, and despite the fact that we will no longer have a daily big band show, we are still going to have our monthly series called A One-Night Stand with the Big Bands. It will be on the air generally the first Sunday of every month at 5:05. And I wanted to pass that along. Actually, that's a big advantage to us because we will know from month to month, and you will know when to tune in. It's been kind of hit or miss before because we had to always plan it around our coverage of ball games at night, the Red Sox, the Whalers, University of Connecticut in season. And now, instead, we can just point for Sunday afternoons, and Dick Bertel will do likewise with his Golden Age of Radio. I believe that will probably be the third Sunday of each month from 5:05 until 6. It's a most opportune time, I think, for radio listening, and I hope you will continue to join us. Now, we have Jimmy Lunsford to be featured on the program next, but not quite. Actually, Jimmy Lunsford's band was absolutely super. But the recording techniques then were not quite as good as they were in the 50s when Billy May and his orchestra got together and did some faithful recreations of the Lunsford sound. And we'll hear one of the best. It's called For Dancers Only, right after this message. Isn't that great? Billy May and the orchestra playing Jimmy Lunsford's For Dancers Only. And we will introduce our next one by Hal McIntyre's orchestra in just a moment. Sorry I didn't get to Connecticut in time to meet Hal McIntyre. They say he was a super guy, and of course, he was one of the mainstays of the Glenn Miller Orchestra before he went out on his own, died, unfortunately, a very untimely death at a young age. But he turned out some great records, and we'd like to salute that former nutmegger right now with his recording of Daisy May. Hal McIntyre and Daisy May here on our final Dean's List program. We'll be back following news and weather on WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. Thank you all. We're back to the big band sounds now. That's Count Basie's piano. Here's the orchestra with a great recording of the Hucklebuck. That's the Hucklebuck done for us by the great Count Basie Orchestra. And it's good to be back with all of you here on the Dean's List. And yes, in case you just joined us, this is the final one. A number of program changes coming up next Monday here on TIC Radio, some of which involve me, and I'm very happy about them. But sadly, you know, things move along and things must change over the years. One of the changes will be that we will no longer have a daily big band show on TIC Radio, although we will still have the monthly one-night stand with the big bands. Stay with us over the next 20 minutes or so, and as we conclude the program, we'll give you all the rest of the information. In the meantime, we have this message.
If you cook spaghetti and it comes out too soft and mushy, you may think your timing's wrong. Could be, but it's also possible your spaghetti is wrong. Because if the spaghetti a company makes one day isn't exactly the same as another day, you're going to have problems, even if you follow the instructions on the box. What can you do? You can try Ronzoni, because Ronzoni has a unique method for making sure all the spaghetti they make is uniform. They call it Ronzoni Control, and instead of just using machines, they also use people. People named Ronzoni. Because even though machines can do things people can't, nobody has invented a machine that eats spaghetti. So the Ronzonis constantly oversee their spaghetti to make sure nothing changes. This personal concern may seem outdated in our mechanized society, but don't forget that the Ronzonis eat their spaghetti too. So if you want spaghetti that's perfect every time, look for the only brand made with Ronzoni Control, an Italian family's answer to automation.
The next time you cook spaghetti, wouldn't it be nicer to know there's a Ronzoni washing the pot? You know, while I have the opportunity, and before I forget about it on this very special program, I must give a general nod to the direction of Stamford, Connecticut, or in that direction, to a guy who became a very good friend through this program. His name is George T. Simon. And George T. is, I think, the outstanding figure and literary agent of that big band era. He wrote several books, including The Big Bands and Simon Says and so many others. And so many people have asked me over the years, you're so young, they say, flatteringly, where did you get all your knowledge about the big band era? And I must say that about 90% of it came from reading everything that George T. Simon writes. So if you enjoy that era, look for his name. You'll find it all over the bookstores, and he writes some fantastic stuff. It's extremely informational, but it's also very witty, very well put, and I think you'd enjoy reading it. We'll have some Jack Teagarden here in just a moment. Bentley Stereo in the DeGemmis Shopping Center in Glastonbury is having its annual demonstrator sale on stereo receivers. For 2 days only, through tonight and then tomorrow, Bentley's is pulling their famous name demonstrator receivers off their shelves and putting savings in your pocket. Save on Techniques, Marantz, Onkyo, Craig, and Superscope. Stereo receivers valued to $480 will be sold for as low as $99 and up. Plus, extra specials on blank cassettes and 8-track tapes. Regularly $349, just 99 cents each. Buy now for later on Bentley's layaways or use your master charge. Be sure to go to Bentley's during their annual demonstrator sale tonight and tomorrow. Bentley's, over 25 years of quality merchandise and dependable service, located in the DeGemmis Shopping Center across from the Fox Run Mall in Glastonbury. Now, they're open at Bentley's right now, and they will be till 9 o'clock tonight, and then again tomorrow from 9:30 to 5:30. So go and visit with them. Great buys. All right, there are so many people we don't have time to put on the program. You know, Louis Armstrong, whose accomplishments just would fill volumes and volumes, and we could do this program on him alone for a decade. And also Jack Teagarden, and I happen to have a Teagarden album right here, and I thought it kind of appropriate to play one of his contributions, Goin' Home.
Thank you. I'm a-going on quiet life. Some still day I'm just going home. It's not far, just close by, through an open door. Work all done, care laid by, wine to fear no more. Oh, mother's there expecting me, father's waiting too. Lots of folks gathered there, all the friends I knew. I'm gonna meet the friends I knew. I'm going home.
In 12 years of doing this program, I'm not sure that I ever played that one before. That's Going Home, done by the fabulous Jack Teagarden. I could do an all-Dixieland show without any problem, too, but that's been done, of course. We've done everything over the past dozen years. I'm sorry I didn't get to include any Dixieland in the program tonight, but we're trying to just touch a whole lot of musical bases here, and I hope you're enjoying reminiscing with us.
Everybody, sooner or later, is up after midnight. Matter of fact, I read some statistics somewhere that in most metropolitan areas, roughly a third of the population is awake between the hours of midnight and 5. Good many of them working, but a good many of them also just people who, for one reason or another, just could not get to sleep. Well, that's where we come in. We're going to offer, hopefully, good company during that hour. When you wake up at, say, 2 and you come rolling down the stairs, look out the window, what do you see? There are no lights on in the neighborhood, and there is no time in the 24-hour period that we know as our day when you can feel as alone as you can during those hours.
Terrific. Bill Corsair, midnight till 5 a.m., beginning Monday, here on WTIC Radio 1080.
If what you're looking for is a few laughs, some good company, a pleasant conversation, you just bought the concept of the Bill Corsair Show.
The New England Whalers begin their regular season of play in the newly reshuffled World Hockey Association tonight at Edmonton. And you'll hear all 80 games this season live on WTIC 1080. Each broadcast will be preceded by the Blue Line telephone show. It all begins tonight, 9:35 airtime, the New England Whalers at Edmonton on WTIC 1080. I mentioned George T. Simon a little while ago. The first time I did a program with George, I asked him to come up with his all-star lineup of some of his favorites. And I'll tell you, he really had a job because he knew all of the musicians intimately, wrote about them, and they all knew him. He helped Glenn Miller form his original and highly successful band. But anyway, he said this is one of his greatest all-time picks as sounding like the best of the big bands. And I'm inclined to agree. I admire the musicianship more every time I hear the Casaloma Stomp by Glenn Gray and the band.
Thank you.
it's super, the Casa Loma Stomp by Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. I was just thinking of some stories that I wanted to tell you, but I just don't have time to tell you stories. They're in the book, The Big Bands, by George T. Simon, and there's some amusing material in there, as I mentioned to you before. Now here's a word from the Connecticut Commission on Special Revenue.
It began in September 1975. Instant Match sent hordes of Connecticut residents rushing to stores, gas stations, drug stores, and supermarkets. Over 1.5 million of those people went home winners, with prizes up to $10,000 cash. Then, sadly, the game disappeared. For months, Connecticut had nothing to scratch but itches. Then, mysteriously, Instant Match 76 appeared. This time, 2.5 million winners, even more $10,000 prizes, and one winner took home $1,000 a week for life. But again, the instant game disappeared as quickly as it had come. But now we have reports of a new instant game. A policeman in Hartford, two women in Bridgeport, and a used car salesman from Avon all report an instant match 3. The game is basically the same, but now there are more ways to win than ever. It looks like the game Connecticut loved is back, and that's good news for all of us. Instant match 3 from Connecticut's lottery. State law, you must be 18 years or older to purchase or sell lottery tickets.
Harry James and his music makers certainly deserve a spot on this program, and we'll provide it with a vocal by Helen Forrest. I've heard that song before, but first. Yes, you have heard that song before, once or twice, with Harry James and Helen Forrest. It is frightening to look back at the number of names we've left out of this all-star show. But we did want to make room for as many of the great band leaders as we could. And now, it is time for us, with the help of the King of Swing, to play our finale. Goodbye. And that's it, friends, for the Dean's List for tonight, and I'm afraid forever. Although I like that title, we may come up with another program for it one of these days. Remember now, although we will no longer be on the air with this show, I'll be looking for you weeknights at about 6:15 with sports and sports talk. You'll be able to give us a call and converse a bit. And we still, the first Sunday of each month, will be on from 5:05 till 6 p.m. for a one-night stand with the big bands. You're the greatest. Thank you all. This is Arnold Dean.